At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warmer for the low. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you. In a second, myself and Justin Perry, who does tremendous work over at Chocolate Valley Bets, are going to give you a little bit of an overview as to what we've got in the World Series right now. We've got, at the most, 5 games remaining, so we're going to dive in on the rest of the series. He's going to give us some of his thoughts in terms of game number 3 of the World Series. And then in segment number 2, I'm going to give you guys my picks, my analysis, and my DK Network pick with regards to game 3 of the World Series as we touch them all. We are down to the very, very end of the season, so these podcasts have gotten a little bit shorter. We've got north of 175 games worth of data on both of these teams, so you know what, I am not going to beat around the bush, try to put in their additional ad breaks or anything like that, because you guys just want to be able to make a little bit of money and then get on to college basketball season. So there is that. And at the very least for me, I know that there are other of you out there betting perhaps the NHL, NBA, what have you, but from one season to another for myself, as for those that are fans of the college basketball season, the Coast to Coast Hoops podcast, we've got you guys covered literally every single day, regular season and postseason. Just like during the regular season, I don't do this during the postseason, but every day for the regular season here in Major League Baseball, been with you guys and will be until a world champion is crowned. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letter ZM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. And let's dive in, as our good friend Justin, don't let the name of his organization, Shot Quality Bets, fool you. He does an amazing job taking a look at the game of baseball. He's been with me all season long, and you're able to follow him on Twitter/X at Justin Perry. Last name is spelled P-E-R-R-I, the number 8, all together. And Justin, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Greg, always such a pleasure to join the show, especially during the World Series. You know, 1-1 tie coming into Game 3 is exactly what you want. I think it's been such an exciting one, so very excited to continue to chat about it with you.
Oh, it is going to be a tremendous final. Hopefully we get 5 games of the World Series. We're guaranteed at least 3, and I think that it is going to be interesting to take a look at these games in Arizona, because with the Diamondbacks, they've got a nice little home field advantage of their own, but as we know, the Texas Rangers, they have won every single one of their road games thus far in the postseason. Feels like it's a little bit of something's got to give, and I think that there's going to be opportunities to bet really both the Rangers and the Diamondbacks on the money line in these games that we're going to be seeing in Arizona.
They've won all these road games because the approach that their opponents have taken in the American League just did not, you know, properly suit the proper way to attack them. And that's been the speciality here,
Diamondbacks. They put it on full display, is like their ability to custom tailor their attack to hitters, understand how to really approach guys, play ball the smart way. I mean, I don't mean to say Merrill Kelly isn't like the best pitcher. Obviously, he's played great, but like obviously they're working with him to figure out how he can best use his stuff to attack a lineup like the Rangers. I mean, he's had really good stuff, but obviously it's also due to the work that's helped them shut down the Dodgers and the Brewers and the Phillies. Like, this has been really impressive. So I do think this is a really tough test. I don't expect the Rangers to win every game and somehow, you know, take three games in Arizona. I do expect both teams to win at least one game. I do think we'll probably end up coming back to Arlington for a game with the Diamondbacks up 3-2 is my prediction. But you got to feel good right now if you're Arizona. I mean, there was a real shot given what the scenarios we had that it could have been 2-0 Diamondbacks.
Yeah, but it really could have been that game one where Paul Sewald gives up the home run to Corey Seager, and then we see Adolis Garcia be able to do it once again. That was absolutely incredible. And now it's going to be up to the rookie and Brandon Faulk going for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if you're looking experience-wise, this might be the most lopsided pitching matchup we've ever seen from an experience standpoint in the World Series. But the way Max Scherzer looks for the Texas Rangers, rough to say the least. And you've got Brandon Faulk, who's been so good here in the postseason, giving up two runs in his last three starts. But you have to be wondering if the moment is a little bit too big for Brandon Faulk and if Max Scherzer is able to give you anything whatsoever. I think that that makes for such an interesting Game 3 dynamic.
Yeah, what different sides of the coin here that we have when discussing the potential pitfalls of the starters for this pivotal Game 3. And you can go through the history books and take a look at how important and determining game threes can be. You know, there's a good chance that the winner of Monday's game will be the winner of the World Series. You know, it just becomes too difficult a task. 3-5 is tough. What we're looking at, I think, is such a storybook illustration of how these teams have gotten here in terms of the way that in order to win a championship in professional sports, the stars must align. You don't just waltz in and get it done because you're the best team. We've seen the best regular season teams fade, and you can have your opinions on that all you want. But the fact of the matter is that these teams are here because they have gotten good performance and luck at the right time in the right place. And that's the beauty of sports. So, you know, Faulk is a rookie who is putting on a show out of sort of nowhere after having a beginning to the season where his ERA was like 8 in May and June or something. It was pretty rough. And then, you know, Scherzer obviously is on the tail end of his Hall of Fame career and has done it in the World Series. And it's like, does he have anything left in the tank? And like, you know, you're trying to get everything to sort of line up by bringing in the big names while the Diamondbacks are trying to get everything lined up by having their young guy turn out to be a stud in literally his first season. So it's like, which difficult thing to have happen is actually going to occur and be written into the storybook. So we're going to get another masterclass from Scherzer in a late age season that few have done, or is Faulk going to go on and propel a Diamondbacks team with a negative run differential over the course of a season to a championship, the second fastest for an expansion team ever to get their second trophy?
Yeah, this is going to be an absolutely incredible game number three as Justin Perry does amazing work over at Chalk Quality Bets. He's joining me on the Baseball Betting Show. And in the first two games of the series, we saw the total go over. Game one was very justified. You needed that home run in Corey Seager, but there were 8 runs scored in the first 5 innings of that game. Very much a deserved result. I was on the over in game number two, and I was not feeling great about it until about the 9th inning or so. So that one was a little bit more hairy with the Rangers only scoring 1 run. But what do you expect from a scoring standpoint in Arizona? Because I have noted on this podcast that the Diamondbacks have actually scored less at home than they have on the road this season. But at the same time, I do take a look at this pitching matchup. I've got question marks with Faulk in this spot. And at the same time, Max Scherzer, I just don't think he's going to be able to lend too much in this game either.
I think this is a pretty interesting position. I do lean over. I do think there's a really good shot that this could be a place where Texas does kind of line a few up and get to the Diamondbacks and put some runs on the board. It's an interesting position for Scherzer. We've sort of seen both sides from him already. We know that he can show up lights out or he can, you know, surrender a game and not even let his team essentially have a chance if the other side is half decent. So that sort of does push me to the over, because I do think there's blow-up potential. Rangers offense and Rangers pitching can both lead to a lot of runs. I'd lean that way. It's a little tough, though. I think the total's probably pretty fairly priced right now. My favorite way to look at it would be to, like, wait and see the way the game's being called. If they're going to be squeezing Fott and Scherzer, you know, it's a little bit different. You can get more guys on base, and you'll be able to tell pretty quickly how definitive that strike zone is going to be. And that'll let you, like, key in on if maybe you should hit, like, an under or over quickly, or maybe wait for the starters to leave or something. There's just a lot of information that can come from seeing how the game starts.
Yep, I do think that that is a good way to be able to approach it if you're a bit unsure coming into this game as well. And we've talked a lot about game number three, Justin, as Justin Berry does great work over at Chocolate Best, joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. But I really think the pivotal game of the series might be game number four, because for the Diamondbacks, the way things set up right now, Ryan Nelson has yet to pitch in this series, and I have to think that they're going to look to him perhaps being able to lend a little bit more bulk than they had in their game four approach, where that was as true of a bullpen game as you could get when they face off against the Philadelphia Phillies. Meanwhile, for the Rangers, we've seen this from them once before. They've used Andrew Heaney, Dane Dunning, sort of in a piggybacking role that was a very unsuccessful piggyback in game number four. They got destroyed in that game against the Houston Astros, but they're probably going to be leaning that way again. But I look at that game four game, and I think it's so critical for the Diamondbacks to win that game, because if they lose game three, you feel bad about it. But at the same time, the Diamondbacks' real strength in the series, in my opinion, is their bullpen. And if they get beat in game four, I would say that would really be the game that puts them behind the eight ball.
It's probably a good take there. You need to hit those innings eaters, essentially, that the Rangers are going to play the odds with a little bit. I hesitate to sort of make this comparison, but, like, you know, Jordan Lyles, right? Like, you know he's going to go out there. Like, you need to eat innings. You need to get through, because you can't put your best pitchers out there when you're losing, because you have no one else in the bullpen. So, like, if you're at a disadvantage and you know you're not going to have your best guy out there, but you need to be able to, like, you know, still make it through a game, give yourself a decent chance at being able to win, even if it's you're not your best guy out there, and then hopefully ready up for when you have, like, a Montgomery on the mound or an Eovaldi on the mound. Like, those are the games where they probably feel really good. You know, they want to put out that ragtag bullpen middle relief type game and hope that those guys limit you to 4 or 5 runs, and they think there's a decent chance they score 6 or 7, right? Like, that's kind of the goal here. So, yeah, you're right. You need to be able to go in and say, all right, well, if we can get 4 or 5 off them, we just need to limit them. I know this is, like, super simple bowling math here, but it does kind of boil down to that. Like, they're playing this game where it's like, okay, if we can win the game where our worst guys are out there, obviously we should expect to win when our best guys. So, yeah, they need to strike while the iron's hot. Essentially, you do expect that if this thing is 3-1 going into game five, it's kind of done. The Diamondbacks do need to win one, if not both, of, like, the first two. There's little to no hope. And I do think they'll honestly be split. I think we see 2-2. And that's just because this is such a great series, and the battle between, like, the speed and the analytics versus the power and, you know, the star pitching names is super fascinating, because I think this is a storied in the making for almost like a new age Moneyball team in Arizona.
Yes, I think that with Arizona, the way that they steal bases is so awesome. It's something that I've loved to see all season long, and you alluded to it with the Texas Rangers. All gas, no breaks with them, and I've got to throw this out here right now, because if you're looking at the World Series and the series price, you're finding this as a pretty close to a pick'em price. You're going to be able to shop around, get a little bit of plus money here and there if you get the right number. But at the same time, where do you lean with regards to the series price and who ultimately is going to be able to win the World Series, with right now seeing the Arizona Diamondbacks in a lot of spots being about a plus 105 bill, plus 110?
I gave out plus 155 pre-series with the Diamondbacks. I'm sticking with them. I had them to win the West from the summer. I've been a big fan of what they're doing. I mean, they're doing this without Christian Walker's bat being hot. This could have been so different. It could have looked so different. And he's, you know, such a key part of this, and he's been such a key part of the season. But I think you got to stay with the Diamondbacks. There was such a real chance that they are up 2-0, and I think you almost want to give them credit for that in a sense, because there's going to be another time in the series where they can close the door. I know it didn't happen, But I think, you know, Diamondbacks feel like there's a, you know, you replay those games with those at-bats, with those, like, pitches and everything. Like, yeah, does Seager clock it in a good few? Sure. Is it, you know, 100%? No. Is it even 50%? No. I mean, he's a 300 hitter, right? So, like, if you play those games, you really want to come down to it and get into it. Like, I think there's a good feeling in that Arizona clubhouse. I think they've looked like the more complete team. I think we're still awaiting that Rangers bullpen implosion. Like, color me shocked if Aroldis Chapman gets through this series in the brightest lights unscathed. And Josh Spores, Leclerc's been amazing. I will tip my hat. But, like, we've seen this bullpen have trouble. I think, you know, they've staved off that regression monster against the Astros. Of course, the Altuve home run still echoes loudly through what could have been. So there's so much going on here and so many moving pieces. I just trust the stability in what the Diamondbacks have produced, their ability to limit their opponents' runs. I mean, what they did to the Dodgers, like limiting them to two runs so many times, like that was ridiculous. So I think you just need to look at the body of the work throughout the playoffs. And I think what the Diamondbacks have done is so impressive. And if you can get plus money on this team, I think they should be, you know, even like minus 110, honestly.
Yeah, Ben, no doubt about it. It's not quite the same number that you were getting prior to the series, because I was right there with you. Getting north of a plus 150 on the Arizona Diamondbacks prior to game one, that was incredible value. Here, if I had to play it right now, not as bullish on it, but I still do agree. At 1-1, still being able to get a little bit of a plus number. A lot of places, like I said, right around about a plus 110 or so. I still think that you got a bit of value there. And there's always value with getting you on this podcast, Justin. You've done an amazing job joining me all season long. It's going to be a tremendous World Series, one that I think we get at least six games. If we can get seven, tremendous. But I personally think we're getting at least six. And I know you're here for it, much like I am. So let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Of course. Always appreciate getting the chance to come chat. It is such a cool World Series, honestly. The way that I sort of break it down is always try to look through the numbers. It's part of what we do over at Shot Quality, which is a advanced data provider for basketball analytics. So if you're interested in that type of stuff, we develop our own expected scores for every game and every shot and use advanced like location data to fuel all of it. So very individual, unique analytics to help give you an edge, whether it's, you know, coaching, writing, scouting, betting, like you name it, we have it. So if that sounds cool, definitely hit me up. And then of course I'm always on Twitter talking sports and posting some bets here and there. So it's always a good time. And Greg, always appreciate your time. And you're one of my favorite people to come chat with. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity so often.
And Justin, I always appreciate your time, as Justin Perry does a great job on so many fronts, has been taking a look at this great game of baseball all season long. And you better believe it, when college basketball gets started in a week, he is going to be firing all cylinders on that front as well. A big thanks to Justin for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. Coming up next, it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis for Game 3 of the World Series as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Sports betting innovative analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back, your lovely Las Vegas, for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family of Podcasts. It is always great to be joined by Justin Perry. He does amazing work over at Shock Value Bets, has been joining me all season long on this fine podcast. He has delivered so many winners. He has done such a good job of taking a look at the board day in and day out, so his efforts are truly appreciated. A big thanks to Justin for joining me in the last segment, and now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this Baseball Monday, aka one game, World Series game number 3, as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Bad habit thinking that there's multiple games on the betting board, but do note that, as per usual, if there are any changes that are made to these plays, it'll be listed up on my Twitter / X feed at June_81. And with regards to this game, it's pretty much where it was when I came at you guys yesterday, but I have settled on my DK Network write-up pick. That would be 945-946 on the betting board. Max Scherzer goes for the road Texas Rangers and the home Arizona Diamondbacks. They've got Brandon Fott on the mound. Both teams are anywhere between about -104 to -110. This is a true pick'em game. Total is 9 over and under, both at -110. And I see a little bit of an edge with regards to the Texas Rangers on the money line. Did set them at a -114, but in terms of the DK Network write-up pick, I am going to be riding with the over. This just feels like a series in which we are going to continue to get a lot of runs, and it's hard to have a lot of faith in Max Scherzer being able to give you too much of a start. I recognize that he, throughout his career, has come up big in these sorts of circumstances, but he has given up 7 runs at his 2 starts here in the postseason, lasting 6 2/3 innings. It's not necessarily too encouraging, and you have to figure that a Texas Rangers bullpen that, during the regular season, ranked 24th in the big leagues in terms of ERA, they are probably going to need to be on call quite a bit. I know that they're trying to save as much as possible Dane Dunning along with Andrew Heaney for what is going to be a bulk game for both of these teams in game number 4, where it's going to be all hands on deck, but I just don't think that they're going to be able to do so, because I don't think that Scherzer gives you a great start, because even if you look past the 9 ERA, the fielding independent here in the postseason, north of a 7, and that 9 ERA is playoffs and playoffs only, by the way, but it's been a struggle for him and for Brandon Fott. He certainly has been able to rise up quite a bit more. He had north of a 9 ERA pre-All-Star break, first time
that they sent him up to the big league level, you could tell that he just was not ready. Ever since then, his ERA has been more like a 4, but at home, he has had a 5.50 ERA this season. He has been a little bit worse at home rather than on the road. He has been tremendous here in the postseason. Credit where credit is due, as he has allowed a grand total of 2 runs across his last 3 starts, but I do think that there is regression coming going up against the Texas Rangers team that they led the American League in runs per game, and this is a Rangers team that has yet to lose on the road in these playoffs, as the Rangers are averaging 6.5 runs per game away from home with over 1.6 home runs per game during the postseason. It has been absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, you've got a Diamondbacks team that they themselves on offense, they honestly have been a little bit worse when they've been at home rather than on the road for the season, about 4.45 runs per game when they at home. On the road, a little bit closer to 4.7 runs per contest, but this team comes in relatively odd. They have scored at least 4 runs at each other last 6 games, and it's really a fire and ice sort of scenario. As for the Rangers, this team has really been able to do it with the deep ball, over 1.6 home runs per game. The Diamondbacks, they are in the bottom 12 of the big leagues with regards to home runs per game, but they rank in the top 3 in the big leagues with regards to their stolen bases per game. So that has been very beneficial for them. You've got a Diamondbacks bullpen that has been much better recently, a sub-3 ERA since the beginning of the month of September. But if you look overall during the regular season, they were still 18th. You've been able to get Paul Sewald, Kevin Ginkle going, but you have to wonder if you're going to need to look to more of the guys like Luis Frias and company, because I do have my question marks as to whether or not Brandon Faught is going to be able to go super deep in this game. And for the Texas Rangers, looking at that lineup, if they really want to toss out this lineup, they can, where you've got out of your 9 starters, 8 guys in that lineup that hit at least a .258 during the regular season, with the lone exception being Adolis Garcia, who was riding a streak of a home run in 5 straight games before that got snapped in game number 2. He has been incredible. You've had Corey Seager doing a nice job moving the line north of a 400 on base. We saw that big home run in game number 1, and the Texas Rangers have been having all this production despite the fact that Marcus Semien has been quite sleepy at the plate here in the postseason, as he's currently hitting a .294 overall with a .265 on base. You do expect that number to be going up a little bit. You've had Mitch Garver do a nice job of being able to move the line. He got his 3rd home run of the postseason in game number 2, and that was the lone form of offense. I fully expect the Rangers to be able to bounce back from that 1-run performance that they had in game number 2, but also having Carter north of a 400 base. Meanwhile, for the Arizona Diamondbacks, this team just gets stolen base after stolen base. They didn't have a lot of them in game number 2, but you look at their last few games in general, they've been averaging multiple stolen bases in most of them. You've got Kettle Marte riding that 18-game in streak, and that's big because Christian Walker, he does have a .339 on base for the postseason, but is hitting just a .67. It's been a pretty miserable playoffs for him. Just 1 home run and 48 at-bats. I think he's going to be able to get going. I think that you're going to get a little bit more there. And the bottom of the fold for the Arizona Diamondbacks has been able to do a solid job. Alec Thomas has been able to supply 4 home runs. That actually leads the team for the postseason. Geraldo Perdomo has been able to give you a .383 on base. You've obviously got the guys at the top like Corbin Carroll's been able to give you .381 on base since game 7 of that series against the Phillies. He's been able to ignite. So I take a look at both of these offenses, recognize that Arizona's been a little bit more pitcher friendly this year, but I've got my question marks with Scherzer, got my question marks in the rookie and Faught. So my DK Network write-up pick, that is going to be on the over. I trust in the Texas Rangers lineup and a little bit more in a game where I do think that both of these starters get knocked out relatively early, which is why I set the Rangers at a -114. So with regards to the money line, looking at the Rangers and my DK Network write-a pick, that is on the total over, and that wraps things up for the Monday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter /X timeline, at @GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letter CM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. And I'm with you guys every single day throughout the baseball season, which means I will be back with you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.